U.S. forces are closing in on Baghdad. Soldiers of the 3rd Infantry Division are advancing from the southwest, while Marines approach from the southeast. A Pentagon official says some units are within 30 miles of the capital and encountering only sporadic resistance from Iraqi Republican Guard divisions. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at the Pentagon. Jennifer, do Pentagon officials explain what they mean by sporadic resistance?
Well, they say pockets of resistance, but not enough to stop the U.S. advance. Reporters who have been traveling with the 3rd Army, for example, have talked about rolling through some key areas with almost no sight of the Republican Guard. Now, this comes after a week of heavy bombing of Republican Guard positions, which essentially devastated some of them. Major General Stanley McChrystal told reporters today that 2 key Republican Guard divisions are no longer credible. He said this meant they could not effectively defend or counterattack. Now, Iraq denies this and says its troops remain ready to fight. Major McChrystal said that he's not seeing a lot of troops surrender. It's not clear what's happening, but he said it would be hard for large units of the Republican Guard to fall back to Baghdad without being detected and presumably stopped by U.S. airstrikes.
Well, at this rate, how soon might U.S. forces actually reach Baghdad?
We're not given any time frame, and Pentagon spokesperson Tori Clark today made a point of repeatedly saying the toughest fighting may be ahead. She says the troops are now in a so-called red zone, where they believe there's a higher risk that Iraq may use chemical or biological weapons against U.S. troops. One military official has noted that even being prepared for this possibility, having your chemical suits at the ready, slows you down. But if there is very little resistance and they're 30 miles or less away, you can do the math.
Well, there was another big story for military officials today, the dramatic rescue of that missing Army private last night in Nasiriyah. Do we know more about that operation and whether the 11 bodies recovered were also missing Americans?
It was apparently a CIA tip that led U.S. forces to the hospital where 19-year-old Private Jessica Lynch was being held. She has been flown to Germany for treatment. We understand she has 2 broken legs, a broken arm, and gunshot wounds. A dozen other people, members of her maintenance convoy, were also captured or declared missing when they were ambushed March 23rd. So a Central Command spokesperson has said there is reason to believe some of the 11 bodies recovered at this hospital are American, but there has been no confirmation of this.
Now, the Pentagon said that there was also some other positive news for American forces. Apparently, they're getting a better reception from Iraqi civilians on the ground.
Yeah, specifically in the city of Najaf, there hundreds of Iraqis turned out smiling and waving at U.S. troops, apparently quite a morale booster for them, according to reporters traveling there. Pentagon spokeswoman Tori Clark said as people increasingly realize the Saddam Hussein regime is doomed, she says they're offering more information to U.S. troops as well. They're tipping them off on where to find Iraqi paramilitaries and weapons caches. But at the same time, reporters with troops are also reporting a lot of skepticism. Many people in southern Iraq, Shiites, remember 12 years ago when the U.S. essentially encouraged them to rise up and then abandoned them. And they're telling reporters they're not making a move yet until they're sure that the U.S. is going to stay and Saddam Hussein will not be in power for much longer.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Jennifer Ludden.